Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Work Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I am happy to be speaking to you one more Sunday. Don't worry, it'll be many more. I want to start by thanking all of my listeners, all of my followers, and the ones that want to listen. It fills me with joy to know that I have people out here that are serious and want to know about different things. Example, they want to know about the things that may hurt them. They want to know about the things that can help them. And they're willing to sit back and listen. And yes, I know that the majority of you carry with you the things that I say during the week. And that makes me feel good. I know that I am touching somebody, some people. I know that the work that I do, it's changing lives. Without God, that wouldn't be possible. We always go into real talk. You know, some of us take things pretty hard. But, you know, blame is the work of the devil. You sit back and blame yourself for something that's not really your fault. Depression, the work of the devil. Blame goes into depression and anxiety. First thing I wanted to say, you know that you have done all that you could for everyone. Sometimes you get stabbed in the back, you get pushed away. But don't let that get you down. Because the world is full of it. You have some good people in this world, and you have bad people in this world. Now, I want to talk about objects. Objects that someone is forcing you to take. Say someone is moving out of the house, or they're sick and can't come back, or they're deceased. But there's this one person that's trying to force you to take this object out of the house. Please be wary. If it don't look right, if it does not smell right, then it's not right. And I wouldn't suggest that you go near it, especially if you're like me. Don't go near it. We can do everything that you can for some people, and it never does any good because they're not open and they're not willing to listen. See, the key thing is listening here. Because if you didn't listen, you wouldn't have come as far as you came. I know you've had, well, if you don't listen, I know that you had some bumps along the way. Big, horrible bumps. See, this is all about hope. You can't lose your faith, and you can't be without hope. There's always hope. This is speaking from the heart. Now, let's go into underhanded conjure. And I'm going to give you an example, and I'm just going to, you know, make up names along the way, but you will understand what I'm saying. Underhanded conjure. Everything has been going okay for person A. They've been getting what they needed. Everything comes to them. But you got person B that's watching and waiting for something bad to happen. Well, more than likely, person B has been working for a long time to destroy person A. Now, with what they're doing, it's not doing any good because person B is watching. They're watching what you're doing. All of those flowers that's planted beside the road, there's conjure that can be done with flowers. But the flowers happen towards the so-called enemy's house, where the innocent person's house, which would be person B. The flowers have to be planted with the ashes of the deceased. Well, your flowers aren't going to live long. And all of that conduct is pointing back to you. You stupid fools, you have planted flowers in your own yard trying to conquer the neighbors and trying to destroy them. Okay. You're doing stuff to yourself. See, this is coercive. Very deadly conjure. Taking someone's free will. Okay, do you know the easiest way to get yourself killed? Oh, I see something. To get yourself killed is using graveyard dust, using the ashes of the deceased. Well, I would say my best advice to person A, stop what you're doing. It's a bunch of you. You're all sleeping with each other. Person A is sleeping with her so-called, well, how do you call it now? Sister's husband. They all keep it in the family. And they think that they have power because somebody was a higher up. Well, the man is dead. So you don't have that power anymore. You feel that the police cannot touch you. You feel that nothing can destroy you, but yes, it can. You know, within the next few days, now I know that this is about somebody. I wouldn't have brought it up. But within the next few days, you're going to be cut down. Oh, the feds might be coming into your houses because you're doing illegal stuff. Or somebody's going to be on a slab. Either way, vice versa, it's because you have gone after innocent people for years and it has not worked. And it's time for the blow up. There's something going on in the air. In a few days, the planets are going to be aligned, and all work is going to come to pass. All the results are going to be right there. Everything that people need to see, they're going to see it. It's beginning now. Now, the next thing is going into God's house intoxicated. You don't do that. Why would you go into the building of worship, intoxicated? They're showing disrespect, number one. And number two, it's showing God, you don't care. So why do that? But, you know, you get struck for that. And that's something I'm proud to say. You actually get punishment for that. Sometimes he won't even let you enter the house. You'll get sick and fall right out. And you're going to tell them whether you're dead or you have to go to the hospital or what. Number two, backbiting. You know, your mother raised you. You turned on her for many people. Okay, you have a grandchild in this world. You're telling everybody you don't want nobody. You're your grandchild. But you're going to wish that somebody came here, this grandchild. This baby is a special baby. All babies want to be loved. All babies want that attention. But leaving a baby in the hands of a crackhead, heroin addict, is not the deal. And that's going to end soon.
throwing your mother away for no good nothing. We're not going to see about your mother. You know your mother is sick, but you won't go and see about her. You won't take her the medicine she needs. Anything. And that's not the way to go either. And you're talking about everybody else, but guess what? Something's coming to you too. You can't sit up and do wrong and call yourself right. That's what I'm saying. People need to hear that. And some people get aggravated because it's not all witchcraft all the time. Now I'm going into conjure. I'm going into protection. My first thing is this time of the year, so beautiful. God gave it to us, but it's something that you can use. Coke roots. Coke roots is grown in the wild, and it can be used with other things for protection. It can be used in different ways. It could be carried, or there's actual things that you do with it at the altar or outside. Now, that would be something that you would need to ask your worker about. Coke root is very potent. And, yes, it can be used for one more thing that I will not say, because I know the majority will go crazy and find this coke root and use it the wrong way. Oh, I must have stepped on some toes because 850 hung up. And I give God the praise for that. I was about to pin on him. Oops. Did I say he? Well, it was a man. Okay. Now, we're going into our days. Oh, yes, our days and our nights. Do you know your best prayers are done before sunrise? Right before the sun rises. Prayer, yes, it is a part of conjure. I can tell you some of the conjure it is for. It is for bringing financial success. It is for providing protection for you and your family. Yes, it is. You know, a certain prayer can be done before sunlight, but during the day, you can do a wash or another ritual to cleanse your house and dress it for protection. When you are protecting your house from the outside, you come out of your door and you go to the right and you go all the way around the house and come back on the other side. You're meeting up where you started. And it's not the other way around. That was a question that was asked of me, and I'm answering it. Despite all that we go through, we do quality work. Like I said, we put our lives on the line for you. And as for the gossipers and the ones that love to talk about people when they pass by, you don't even know who you're talking about. You don't know the person. But you get to keep chattering, chattering, chattering. Well, think about it. If the person is like me and many others that do this work, do you think it's safe for you to chatter? That's not safe. See, some of us take all that we can take. And then I have my moment. Everybody has their moment. It's like a knockoff, an explosion. And you need to stop. And all of you in these churches, they're sitting there yelling, screaming, and dancing. Even down to the preachers, let's just get down to it. You need to get yourself straight, too. You see a sick person laying on the ground, preachers, and you can't go to them. You're scared to go to them. Well, that's one of two things. The preacher isn't right, or something isn't right about the victim. Conjure in the churches. The seats are polished. I'm seeing something somewhere. The seats are polished real good. They shine. Well, guess why they're shining? Because they're washed down with some kind of toiletry, some kind of oil to control people. Yes, you have war going on in the churches. And there would be only a few, if not just one church, that would make it when the world ends. Because the other churches shall be destroyed. And to all of you that has workers and they're telling you what to do, you're doing it. Keep doing it. Because you're going to come out on top. Always. Okay, I want to talk about setting the lights. We have a few minutes here. Setting lights could be an oil lamp or a 7-day candle, whatever it may be. Now, if you have a glass case candle, you should dress it counterclockwise. See, it's opposite. The reason you dress it counterclockwise is it's cold. You are trying. Some people dress it forming a star in it. Now, when you dress it clockwise, that's the removal of something. See, I'm saying all of this because most of us workers get to know it all, and you've heard me say it before, and I'm going to sing that song again. Know it all. Well, I already know this, so I know that. And, oh, and you turn around and ask me, well, what is it? What do you do? You need to hang up right there because you put your foot in your mouth. If you know so much, you wouldn't have called us. Now, would you? To see the unknown. Oh, we see the unknown. We don't have to go through all of this. But if we're going to instruct a client, let's just say they want to see an uncle that passed. Brimstone. Well, brimstone. You take it to the graveyard and you light it. But guess what? That's not all to it. So you can write the half time to tip down. That's not all to it. You need to talk to your worker. Get in touch with somebody. And if you want to talk to me about it, I'll be happy to talk to you about it. 252-213-3211. Happy. And I want to talk about trouble client. The trouble client is someone who has a nerve problem, a compulsive disorder. And I can give you an example. I don't have to give you a name. A lady called me, and I know she had called before, but it's like Sybil. That movie Sybil. She called before, and she was talking, I don't know how to make friends, and I don't hear nobody. And then she started talking about me. I haven't seen that man in 9 years. He's going to come up to me, isn't he? The man has moved on with his life. He married somebody with good sense, a brain. You let him up to call me again, and I know it's your call. No, I haven't. This is my first time calling. Well, the reason why I went off on you like that is because you lied. If you didn't lie, I would have been glad to talk to you again to ease your little feeble mind. But you take me off. I don't like liars. And there's many of us that don't. Stop playing with us and be serious. That was, what, 10 minutes that I could have been working on somebody else's case, somebody that's serious, somebody that needs me, and I'm up here talking to you. And when the worker says this is the end of your case, everything looks good. We know it looks good. You've done everything you needed to do. That means leave us alone. And we get upset and say, okay, that's it. Do not call again. Do not come again. Don't do that. But if you might make things worse
for everybody else. It depends on those special gifts that we have. I think I've got my point clear. Please don't be like head of the cheesecake, Chesapeake, please. And please, don't be like Lady Bird. If you want a man, don't stand in the door naked. You ain't got nothing to show nobody. You don't have breasts. It's like a leopard that got its spot. No ass, no nothing. Don't embarrass yourself standing in the door. If somebody wants you, they want a respectable person. If you're out there trying to show your good, then you feel like, well, she did that to me. She do it to somebody else while she's talking to me. Don't do that. And stop trying to call the nameless man over to your house. The man does not want you. The man is set on the neighbor, not you. And more than likely, he can't stand you. And if they have children, they can't stand you either. So the best thing for you to do is move. And you, this person really gets information out there. Oh, I ain't going nowhere. I told y'all, I ain't going nowhere. Well, we'll see about that. You're gone. You and Vaseline ass and the rest of them. You're gone. In Jesus' name. I'm so sorry to say that, but you're gone. I plead the blood of Jesus on that situation right now. You're trying to stop your neighbor from doing anything, from getting anybody to do them favor, whatever situation they got. But you are going to be left at the bottom. One of you in the next week, I give it a week and a half, is going to be very sorry that you ever started this. And trying to move these people out, look what you have gotten. You have gotten misery. You have gotten ruin. You have gotten death behind it. And it's time for you to stop. There will be a stop. Okay. I think I've gotten my point across. I did give two kinds of tips, but I want to give the whole one because I did not give kinds of tips that I feel you may mess up on and it backfire on you. Excuse me, that made my mouth dry. Okay. I must be the 7-Eleven because I'm not going to keep my mouth closed on anything. And anybody listening to this show that don't like it, hey, you know what to do. But I will always keep it real with you. You know, like Cassandra Pedro, back in 1548, she was very famous for her conjure, her work. She was feared, but her work was good. She had no reason to be feared. But you know how people gossip. The gossip brought the fear. But everyone that got to know her loved her and her work. She was good with everything, not just the love case. And let me tell you something about a love case. If you are screwed up in your love life, guess what? You're screwed up in every area of your life. If you've been hit one place, every place is messed up. Don't forget that. See, that's something that people have to learn. You fix one area, and the rest of the areas is contaminated. Common sense. I wanted to get some information out to you today, and I think that I'm doing a good job of it. Even though I stepped on a toe and hung up, you know, all of this is good. And again, I thank everybody for listening. And I hope that you're carrying my word throughout the week. I hope that you have learned a lot by listening to this show. It is not all the stars online, draw a salt, suckle, and jump in it. Jump, jump, jump. No. I'm not going to feed you into falseness like that. Why should I? Because if it was me, I would want the truth. And I would want somebody that's trying to be safe with me and tell me, oh, you need to contact the worker for the rest of this. So if I'm getting hatred behind it, I really don't care. What can you do? There's a lot of mess going on that needs to be taken care of. And another thing, family squabbles. There are more family members doing dark magic against other family members than you can imagine. There's a man right now where his brother has started doing things to him again. But see, when I was talking to this man, he was a know-it-all. I know, you're wrong. No, this is going on, that's going on. We don't have time for that. But he saw that when I started working with him, things changed. And I will always be in his corner, always. But you know who you are. You have to listen. Or I will be quiet and let you talk all over yourself. I take time with my clients. They are very important. I have lives in my hands, just like every other one. I just wanted to get that point across to you today. And do not call one for the first time and tell them, oh, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to get started. Because, do you know, we have already started prayer for you. We have already started chance for you. Everything. And you don't call back, that's a waste of our time. Again, we could be helping somebody else that needs it, or somebody that we're already working with that needs that case worked on real fast. I wish that I could help everybody. Some people are difficult to help work with, and some will do exactly what you tell them to do. You'll know. You will know. Because when they start calling to complain, you know they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Some of them complain, and things are going great, but they want more. And it's like a millionaire. Once he gets that million, he wants more. He needs more. You have to be very wary of these people because they, too, can try to pull your leg. What stupidity. People like us that can see and do all of these things, and then they're trying to fool you. I wish some of you would use my tactics. I sit back and listen to the lies. And then when I'm tired, I let them know they are lying. Well, we are almost near the end, and I hope that everyone's week went well. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend. Many blessings to you. And through the week, all I ask is that you take my words with you, my talking, my teaching, please, because I only give out what's best. I enjoy speaking, and I'm going to keep speaking as long as I can. Okay. Just remember what I said about the alignment on the 20th. And to my beautiful, gorgeous family, I love y'all so much. And I can't wait to see you. I love you, Mama. Always, I love you. You brought me through so much.